I'm here to talk about the next big thing, because what we're finding out is that we have this capacity to report eyewitness accounts of what's going on in real time, and we're seeing this in events like Mumbai recently, where it's so much easier to report now than it is to consume it. There's so much information, what do you do? So what we find is that there's this great deal of wasted crisis information, because it's just too much information for us to actually do anything with right now. And what we're actually really concerned with is this first 3 hours. What we're looking at is the first 3 hours of how do we deal with that information that's coming in that you can't understand what is actually happening. And on the ground and around the world, people are still curious and trying to figure out what's going on, but they don't know. You know, you see this with Twitter too. You get this information overload. So you've got a lot of information. That's great. But now what? So we think that there's something interesting we can do here. And we have a small team who's working on this. We think that we can actually create a crowdsourced filter. Take the crowd and apply them to the information. And by rating it and rating the different people who submit information, we can get refined results and weighted results so that we have a better understanding of the probability of something being true or not. And this is a kind of innovation that is, quite frankly, it's interesting that it's coming from Africa. It's coming from places that you wouldn't expect.